Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here and welcome back to Anxiety Aid. I know, you're probably thinking, Laura, another day, another podcast about anxiety, ugh. But hear me out. Today we're diving into something super important, self-care on those crazy busy days when your to-do list seems longer than the Great Wall of China. Because let's be real, life throws a lot at us. Between work deadlines, family commitments, and trying to squeeze in some semblance of a social life, sometimes it feels like there's no time for anything but survival mode. But guess what? Self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about making choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul even when you're feeling swamped. Think of it like this. Imagine you're on a flight and the oxygen mask drops. What do? You put yours on first before helping others, right? Same goes for self-care. If you're constantly running on empty, how can you effectively help others or even manage your own responsibilities? So today, let's talk about how to weave some mini self-care moments into those hectic days. First up, we need to ditch the guilt trip. Ever feel like self-care is selfish? Totally get it. But here's the thing, taking care of yourself isn't indulgent, it's essential. Think of it like charging your phone. You wouldn't wait until your battery hits zero before plugging it in, would you? Same goes for your mental and emotional well-being. A little self-care can actually boost your productivity and focus in the long run. Next, break it down. Self-care doesn't have to be a grand gesture. It's about incorporating small, manageable things throughout your day. We're talking 5 minutes of deep breathing before that big meeting, a quick walk around the block during lunch break, or even just savoring a cup of tea in silence. These little moments can make a world of difference. Remember, movement is medicine. I know, the thought of squeezing in a workout when you're already strapped for time seems daunting. But trust me, even a quick 10-minute burst of exercise can release those feel-good endorphins and help clear your head. Think jumping jacks, a brisk walk around the block, or even dancing to your favorite song in your living room. Now let's talk about boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly saying yes to everything? You know, that friend who always ends up doing everyone else's favors. Yeah, we've all been there. Learning to say no is a crucial part of self-care. It means protecting your time and energy so you can focus on what truly matters. And finally, don't underestimate the power of connection. Spending time with loved ones, even if it's just a quick phone call or text message, can provide a sense of support and belonging that can make all the difference on a stressful day. So reach out to a friend, share a laugh, or simply let someone know you're thinking of them. Here's a relatable example. Imagine you have a mountain of work piled up on your desk and your inbox is overflowing with emails. You feel like drowning in responsibilities and your mind is racing. Instead of hitting the coffee pot and hoping for a miracle, take a few minutes to step away from your desk. Breathe deeply, stretch your legs, and maybe even do a quick meditation or listen to a calming song. This small break can help you clear your head, refocus, and tackle those tasks with more energy and clarity. So remember, self-care isn't about being perfect, it's about making conscious choices that prioritize your well-being. Even on the busiest of days, you can find pockets of time to recharge and nourish yourself. Just like brushing your teeth or taking a shower, make self-care a non-negotiable part of your daily routine. Trust me, your mind, body, and soul will thank you for it. Now go out there and rock those busy days with a little extra self-love. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a reminder to take care of themselves. Until next time, stay strong and keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.